Da 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 da. Good morning, everybody, and long time no see. It's time for a cup of coffee with
Thompson.
Good morning, listeners.
Good morning, listeners.
Ni hao, ne ho, marhaba, annyeonghaseyo, konnichiwa, kya hal hai, todaleha, strazwichi, buenos dias, bonjour, buen dia, what else we got? Guten Tag.
Guten Tag, yes, sure.
What else you got, Thompson?
I've got ciao.
Ciao, good.
Yeah, ciao, Italian.
Come over here. Hola. Hola. Salud. Salam alaikum.
The other one.
Shalom.
The other one I was saying was Portuguese.
Boidia.
Boidia?
Yeah, or ai in tembe.
Tembe.
Can you say it in Eskimo language?
Eskimo?
Yeah, we might have an Eskimo listener out there. An Inuit.
Indukat.
Say it.
I don't know what language.
All right, you'll have to work on your memory on that one. But we went over that yesterday. Anyways, so hopefully that covers all of you wonderful listeners out there, all 100,000 of you around the world, or however many it is at this point. Hopefully it's more than it was. Welcome to the show if it's your first time, and if it's not, welcome back. We've been away for a little bit, doing some stuff. We've been watching a lot of movies. So, Thompson, we've been watching a lot of movies. What movies have we watched that you can think of?
I sure didn't know Day of Wrath.
Day of Wrath, Denmark, 1943 by Carl Theodor Dreyer. Very intense.
Remember when the woman got burned alive?
Yeah, for being a witch. Yeah. It was, I didn't see that coming. That surprised me, caught me off guard. But the rest of the movie was just people talking, huh?
Yeah.
Talking Danish.
Danish.
Yeah.
Yeah, from Denmark. Danish Denmark. Denmark's a very little state.
It is. So what other movies? You Can't Take It With You. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, surely. Oliver Elgee.
Wait, what?
Oliver, Elgee, is that spelled? Maybe.
Oliver Elgee?
I think that's right.
You mean Osaka Elgee?
Oh, yeah, that's what I would really mean to say. Oh, I just got so confused.
Osaka Elegy, 1941 or 2? Is that 41 or 42 by Kenji Mizoguchi, the grandfather of Japanese film. The Japanese are pretty language, huh?
And Beerson and I also watched Rashomon.
Rashomon, yeah. That was in Japanese too, 1951, Akira Kurosawa.
Yeah. Remember what of all the dead bodies and stuff? And that stuff?
In Rashomon?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, one of the guys found a dead body. Really? I'm not kidding.
Oh, right. And did you know what Rashomon was all about?
Yeah, because I watched the whole movie.
What was it about? Explain Rashomon.
Remember, Rashomon was the day when it never stopped raining.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I saw it raining.
And then what happened?
And dead body was sort of in the middle starting, maybe.
Okay, and what was it all about? How did it get there? What happened with it?
The rest were sent to sea, I think, and never saw it again. I think.
Okay, so you really didn't get that movie very well, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's about three people telling the story of how that body ended up where it was. And it's a larger reflection on the nature of truth and how it's all very subjective to what you see versus what someone else sees.
I already saw I only saw the part of the dead body, so I don't know very much about Rashomon.
They were holding a trial. It's a very old Japanese story from, like, I think the 1860s, 1870s, the end of the Meiji period.
Yeah.
Meiji era.
Yeah, Meiji era.
Yeah. So what else did you watch? You've been watching movies with Beerson every Thursday for a little while. What else did you see? You saw some cowboy movies, huh? What good cowboy movies were there?
Three Godfathers?
Yeah, John Ford, 1940-something.
Yeah, 48,
or 46.
Yeah, John Ford, Pedro Armendariz, and Harry Terry Carey Jr.
And John Wayne.
And John Wayne. Really?
Who won? Or who lived?
John Wayne.
Yeah, John Wayne survived. Yeah, that was a really good... do you like that movie a lot?
Yeah, John Wayne survived. Pedro Armendariz died on a quicksand hill, and Harry Terry Carey Jr. just died from too much sun.
Wow. So, what was the Godfather part about? Why'd they call them Godfathers?
Well, they call them dog godfathers because a woman gave them that woman's baby.
Whoa! And what happened to the woman?
I think she died.
Wow. Well, you've been watching a lot of classic cinema. That's very exciting, Tom. So it's important to have culture in your life, not just sciences. I mean, you gotta have languages to talk to people, and you gotta have sciences.
Top hat! Why did I say top hat? The first time. Oh, why didn't I think of the top hat? The first movie.
Top hat? You sounds like you love top hat. What was so great about top hat?
Yeah, I saw all of top hat. I heard all the musics.
You like the musicals?
Yeah. I just I liked that Rashomon so much that I just couldn't think of top hat to say first. I just had to say Rashomon first. Then
what? Can you sing any song from Top Hat?
Well,
how do the songs go?
I don't know any of them. I didn't.
Putting on my top hat, brushing off a white tie, polishing my tails. Does that sound familiar?
To me, it does.
And that was Fred Astaire, huh?
Yeah, you really fooled me there.
All right, well, hey, we're out of time for this show. We're going to have to go watch some more movies, so we have something to talk about next show, huh?
Yeah, we have something to talk about next show.
So everybody love everybody. Shout outs to
Mama and Colin and Lacey and Love and Brad and Jersey.
And Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea.